In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A Philadelphia City Council committee advances a bill to ban the burning of the city's trash despite a plea from city officials to wait until there's a more comprehensive plan for dealing with the waste the city collects. We get more from our bureau chief, KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe.
The bill's sponsor, Jamie Gauthier, says the city's trash has contributed to poor health in Chester, where it's burned in the ReWorld waste-to-energy incinerator, but also in Philadelphia itself.
Air does not stop at the county line, so it is no surprise that Philly suffers too. One in five of our young people have asthma.
The director of Mayor Sherelle Parker's Clean and Green Initiatives, Carlton Williams, says the administration applauds the bill's effort to improve air quality and environmental justice for Chester, but he says the alternative, landfilling, has problems too.
Landfills takes up significant land, increase harmful methane gas, and have a risk of groundwater contamination.
Williams says the city will soon put out a request for bids for new disposal contracts and will analyze each for its environmental impact. He asked Gauthier to hold the bill till then, but she went ahead with the committee vote. It will now go to the full council, though a source says Gauthier won't ask for a final vote until the bids are in. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to learn about advances in cardiac surgery and the innovations on the horizon that are transforming surgical intervention technology and techniques. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiothoracic surgeon Dr. Alan Cheng says it's increasingly rare to have to open a chest to replace or repair a faulty heart valve, thanks to advancements in pre-op mapping, specialized tools, and techniques that let the surgeon work through the rib cage. For example,
for mitral regurgitation, we go towards the right side of the chest, about fourth or fifth intercostal space between the ribs, and then we have special instruments and retractors to expose the valve. And before surgery, you have CAT scan and echo, so we know where to approach, and then you focus on that area.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.